Good morning. We'll call the meeting to order of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission for Saturday, February 8th, 2020. Welcome the few that we have here this morning. Our first item of the day is open public input, but we don't have any, which is a little unusual. So I guess we'll go to break. Commissioner
Baker.
Baker with a B, yeah.
We always get pressed for time at the end when we're trying to do a few administrative things. There are a couple of people who told me that they would be here and wanted to speak in open public input. So may we, if we don't have any, kind of get some of these kind of things done now so we don't have to do them at the end of the meeting?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away.
Oh.
If you got an idea.
Wasn't what I expected. Okay. Then we will switch to a briefing on what the Big Tent Committee did. Most of everybody in here knows what we did because we were all here, but to put it on the record, hold on a minute, I'm not exactly ready. We had a meeting of the Big Tent Committee this morning, and the agenda, it was attended by the members of the committee. Commissioner Carpenter was in the room, as was Commissioner Anderson, Commissioner Linville, and I do not know if Graybills and Kehoe were here or not, because we had the meeting in the same place as the front table.
We'll give you credit.
I was here in spirit.
Yeah. We began the discussion with an update on our strategic plan. The short version of that is that we will see the plan in more detail, or in any detail at all, in April, and the goal is to have it before the commission in May and possibly adopted in June. We then had a wonderful presentation by the public affairs people. You guys look back there, you'll note the work that they're trying to do to make what we can't be relevant if people don't know who we are. It was a good discussion in there. The most notable part was Commissioner Thorburn. Oh, no, that was in the recreational land strategy. But it goes on across borders, which is that it seems like the only people we talk to or about are white people. We need to diversify our customer base, maybe even in our own minds. Then we had a presentation on recreational strategies. And then we talked a little bit about the Boy Scouts, and then we adjourned the meeting. Done? Anybody have anything to add or subtract?
No.
You don't have anything?
No, it was a great meeting. Yeah.
Okay, that ends the briefings on committees. Do you want to take this one, Larry?
Nikki, you have been contacted by the governor's office about a potential meeting request?
Yes.
Between the governor and us. Could you talk about that and brief the commission on it?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
The governor requested a meeting in May. So I'm looking for who will be attending. You mentioned that, Larry, you were not available. Just trying to get a feel for who would be interested in attending.
Was it May 26th?
Yes.
That's my birthday, so I want a cake. No, Jay will take time.
You want to know who's going to attend? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I've changed my schedule, so I can't be available. So you want hands up or how do you want to attend?
Sure, hands up.
What's the day? I don't know.
26th. It's a sacred day.
All right, Molly. Bob, Brad. Okay.
For the commissioners, this is a statutorily required yearly meeting with the governor where we're supposed to talk about our priorities and his priorities. Usually, I've been to one or two. Usually they're a half hour long and not particularly productive. But he has given us an hour. power, and I think we can make this into a really good meeting if we think about it a little bit.
Yeah, I've been to a bunch of them, and what we've done in the past is each of us has submitted a question. The chairs kind of coalesce those into one or two. The experience says that once we ask one question, then the time goes. So it's a nice opportunity to, and the interesting thing too is that since it is a public meeting, the public can show up. So sometimes you get unusual participation.
What time would be that meeting?
I believe it was 1:00.
Since we're kind of just doing some general things here right now, I'm going to take the opportunity to bring something up. When the website was renewed, one element disappeared, and that was the Fish Washington application that was on the website. This was, I felt, very, very useful. What brought my attention to it was, Barbara, when you mentioned you could go to the website and find camping. Well, this site allowed people to see if there was boat launches, what species were available in different lakes, best times of year to fish. And it was a statewide application that you could, you know, dial in by county and then lake name. It was very useful and introduced people. If they're interested in trying, say, an area that they weren't familiar with, this gave them the information they needed to go and try that. I understand that that's kind of been in queue in terms of priority, and it's way down the list, apparently. And I'd like to see support to get that moved up the key and back in place. And I'd ask the support of other commissioners if you would agree that this device that's very helpful to the fishing public, at least, be reinstated as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Look who's here.
Is this on? Yes, great. Yes, so we did add that functionality back to the website. It's been up there for about 2 months now, but it does look different than it did before. So all the functionality is there. It's missing one element, one small element, because that content was no longer being updated on a regular basis, and we feared having it display inaccurate information. But it does function a little differently, but it has been added to the site again.
And how would you find it? I've got the home page, I'm on the home page now.
I don't have that in front of me, but if you go to the fishing information on there, it kind of takes you right down to it. So, but I'd be happy to provide that to you as well at a later date if you want.
All right.
Maybe we can do that offline.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No.
Commissioner Anderson.
So, talking about that a little bit, was it the intent or was the reason is because there's the app on the phones and it's less needed, or is this the same thing we're talking about?
Yeah. It is different information than what's available on the app. The app does have different content available to the user and much more detailed content available to the user. So we do suggest that people also use the app.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Commissioner Baker has one item to conclude under miscellaneous business, I guess.
This is
here. Thank you, Commissioner Baker. I concur, not because I want to have the hammer on that. That's not the point. I want input, but I don't think it's appropriate to try and set an agenda with nine commissioners while we're in session, with staff having to take time away from what should be their weekend. I think we can communicate via the process that we had discussed and agreed to with Amy, the deputy. So that's my recommendation. Anything else on that? Okay. That concludes future meeting planning discussion. We are now on miscellaneous and meeting debrief, our last item.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we, meaning Commissioner McIsaac and I, worked together to revise the letter to the Oregon Commission that I spoke to yesterday, and you all have a copy of it. And I'm wondering if we could put that up, you know, if there are any edits. I think the goal would be to, if we do some edits, to do this all together so that people are in agreement with the letter and we can hit the send button. So as we wait for Joe to kind of load it up. So thank you. We definitely tried. We took Commissioner Smith's words to heart in brevity, and so you see it's a one-pager. It largely conveys the same message that the prior draft did. It's updated to reflect what we did yesterday, as well as our discussions in January. And I don't want to repeat the reasons why I think a letter is in order. You heard me. But one other aspect that I did not mention yesterday was the need to make sure that the legislature understands that we've got a plan in place for 2020, and that is delegation to our director to negotiate with the Oregon director. So, again, this is a letter coming from, not from me, not from Commissioner McIsaac, not from Chair Carpenter, but from the whole commission, signed by our chair. So I would open it up to some for folks that have some edits, ideas.
I have two items I mentioned to you earlier, Bob, and the second
so
paragraph.
Why don't you, mention it to me, but maybe why don't you mention it to everybody?
That's
else.
What I'm going to do right now. Okay. Yeah. Second paragraph, first sentence, the commission acknowledges and respects your decision to suspend the PRC. My recommendation, suspend the PRC process, period. I would like to suggest we put a period there and delete for the time being.
That's fine with me to include that.
Regarding the last paragraph, I've read it a few times. To me, there's a lot there. I don't have any changes to it. It's just a little muddied, but I'm not going to object to it at this point. I mean, Commissioner, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and just to respond to that, and thanks for bringing that up. I think, you know, this paragraph gets to why we have decided to move forward, and it's, you know, you just look at the purpose statement. Which talks about of the policy, and I'm reading right from the policy. You know, the purposes are to advance the conservation and recovery of wild salmon and steelhead, and maintain or enhance the economic well-being and stability of the fishing industry in the state. And I think, you know, if you go through this analysis, if you were look at some of the PRC documents that have been published, you'll see that certainly with respect to the commercial fishing industry, it has not been maintained and it has certainly not been enhanced. So I think that was, and then if you kind of also below, you look at the general policy statement, and it says right in here, there is uncertainty in this presumptive path forward, including the development and implementation of alternative and selective fishing gear, securing funding for enhanced hatchery production, and the expansion or development of off-channel fishing areas. Consequently, the Commission recognizes that management's decisions in the transitional period and subsequent years, which is where we're at now, must be informed by the fishery monitoring, biological and economic, and may be modified as necessary to meet the stated purpose of this policy. So that's to get to your point, Larry, maybe it's a little bit muddled. But that's kind of the point, is to kind of just to flag to our friends in Oregon, this is why we've decided to move forward.
No, understood. Commissioner Graybill?
And again, the only thing I suggested is that the sentence that says, this review showed one of the key policy purposes and other important objectives and expectations were not being achieved. I just suggested that it read, this review showed important objectives and expectations were not being achieved. And that encompasses I feel that also encompasses what Commissioner Kehoe is referring to, buyback program, alternative gears, spring salmon allocations, whatever. It's kind of all-encompassing. And rather saying one key, it just says, it makes it even more broad.
Yeah, you can respond to that, Commissioner McIsaac.
So, thank you, Dave, and I appreciate you kind of flagging that before we had this discussion. So the reference to the one of the key policy purposes references the purpose statement, the very first paragraph of the statement, and that has to do with the enhancement maintain or enhance the economic well-being. And as I said earlier, that has not been achieved, at least with respect to the commercial fishery. So that's when I say one of the key policy purposes, to keep it in one page,
yeah.
That's why I kind of shorthanded that.
Yeah.
The other objectives, though, I think are listed kind of under the guiding principles. And I'm not going to go through them all, but you're right. You hit them off-channel. Enhancement areas in Washington, alternative gear, buyback, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Those have not been achieved. So that's why I'd like to include the language, one of the key policy purposes.
Yeah. Commissioner McIsaac?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, if you look at the policy, the very first section is the purposes policy. And I think it's just a single sentence, and it does refer to three purposes, one of which is the one that Commissioner Kehoe referred to. A little bit later in the document, it says, if you're not achieving your purposes, then you should make changes. So I guess I'd ask Commissioner Graybill, what's wrong with referencing the purpose paragraph of the policy? Might be the most important part of the whole policy. What's the whole purpose of it anyway?
Well, I don't think that sentence identifies that. It just says one of the key policies, and so it's kind of a broad, you know, sentence, and I'm just making it even more broad by just saying that we did not, it showed that important objectives and expectations were not being achieved. I think that still would include that. That's all I'm saying. You know, to say one key objective wasn't met is, I think a lot of objectives weren't being met, which, you know, includes what Commissioner Kehoe just mentioned. Like, allocate or alternative gears, buyback, other things. So I'm just keeping it broad. It's you know, we could quibble over this the rest of the afternoon.
No need to get into wordsmithing. We've had three opinions here.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Well, I'd just like to first of all say I completely support sending this letter. We've been talking about it now since the last meeting, really. I'm disappointed that that Oregon has cut off the process that was underway. As I've said repeatedly, we've done this analysis of a policy as required, and there are deficiencies with the policy, and I want to see it fixed, and I want to see it in the rearview mirror. The question that came up the other day, though, was about the timing of sending this letter and a concern about how it might affect the process that's going on right now. Does anybody have an opinion about that or understanding of is it okay for us to communicate right now to the commission our concerns?
Commissioner Thorburn, my take is the letter as written or as being massaged wouldn't have any real impact on that discussion. So I don't think timing is dependent on that.
Great.
Mr. Baker.
So I also support sending the letter. A little bit like agenda setting, I do understand that we are supposed to be working in public and accountable and transparent, and that's important to me. Nine of us wordsmithing the syllables in a letter and sort of fighting our little, this is minor arguments or it's going to be completely transparent to Oregon when they get this letter. They are not going to know how we did this. And so I would like to just ask that somebody, not me, figure this out. I'm good with this language, and I'm good with David's language. So I just don't think we should sit here and fight about it anymore.
One thing I should say, Barbara, is, you know, this is a communication between two states, essentially, and significant policy. It's worth discussion.
I'm not minimizing the letter itself. I believe in the letter. I'm thinking that the difference between saying one of the key policy purposes and other important objectives and just saying showed important objectives and expectations were not being met is going to be not noticed by Oregon.
No, but this was distributed for comment. I made my comment, and Commissioner Kehoe and I discussed it, and I think we could probably fall either way on it, like you say. But we did need to visit this letter and have it discussed among us ourselves.
And I want to say that I think we all appreciate that you guys have spent as much time as you have on this letter, especially and including me. I think it's an important letter to send.
I think we're going to send it.
Yep. All right. Consider it done.
Okay, thank you.
I'd have the gavel on now.
Use it.
Whoa.
This meeting stands adjourned.
Director's report.
Wait a minute.
Enjoying this so much that I want to prolong it. I just want to remind folks we'll need to schedule a conference call based on the direction I've got yesterday to wrap up the negotiations with Oregon, or else we need to have a time at least blocked for the or else.
Are there any other loose? Commissioner Anderson.
And I believe we do have a regular scheduled conference call on the 21st as well. Is that correct? Just a public service announcement.
Well done. All right. Anything to my right?
It's way too far.
Anything to my left? Meeting adjourned.
Roll.
Meeting.
It's 24 hours.
I'll be in touch, buddy.
All right.